with WSJM Sports. I am Phil McDonald. We are joined by John Prose, a good friend of mine and the radio stations. And John is here to talk a little bit about a golf outing for Lake Michigan Catholic Schools coming up. John, how have you been?
Fantastic. Thank you. Blessed that we're happy and healthy and that my children are healthy and my family's healthy. Not the same for everybody. And I know that it's been a heck of a time when we start thinking about athletics and golf outings and so forth, and everybody's trying their best to figure out how to do these things safely. And we're excited to announce that we are following all CDC precautions, and we're going to put on a golf outing, gal darn it.
Yeah. But it's named after your dad, and it should be, Dr. John Prose, Laker Athletic Golf Class. Your dad was a huge supporter of not only Lake Michigan Catholic Athletics, but just the schools as a whole.
Yeah, you bet. And for years and years as a medical doctor in Southwest Michigan, he was on the sidelines. He often found himself leaving the stands to attend to a kid who may have injured himself or herself on the ball field or the practice court or what have you. And you know, one of the things he did all of his years, he's no longer with us today, but, you know, I keep learning these new things that he has done. And I happen to know this one. For about 30 years, he charged a very nominal fee for athletic physicals, which, of course, are required by all of our student athletes to participate mm-hmm. in athletics, whether it be a public or private school. And that fee, while it was nominal, he returned every single one of those dollars back to Lake Michigan Catholic Schools and the athletic department for the purposes of those kids to participate and to offset any sort of fees that would be charged. And because of that, Lake Michigan Catholic today continues a really strong tradition of not having any athletic fees or participation fees for their students. And I think that may be one of the only schools in all of Southwest Michigan who has no participation fees because of this golf outing in particular.
No, I think you're right. I mean, when we were talking with Neil Carter, the athletic director, he said the same thing. He can't think of another school in the immediate area that doesn't charge some type of athletic participation fee, but because of the golf outing like this and other endeavors, that Lake Michigan Catholic does not have to charge that right now.
That's exactly right. And, of course, Lake Michigan Catholic's motto is very clearly defined. Its mission is to nourish the human spirit, mind, body, and soul through Jesus Christ. So the body portion clearly is what we talk about here. Our athletics, of course, gets us out onto the ball field and learning how to be competitive and how to work in teams and work together in teams, and of course, it's a heck of a mind game too, right? If you've played golf recently, you know exactly what I mean. If it gets in your mind, you've got all kinds of trouble on the golf course, don't you?
I don't play golf, but I could imagine once it gets in, boy, oh, it's hard to get out.
It's a mind game, there's no doubt. But the benefit of this one is that it's all for fun, it's for charity. And the sponsors are well recognized throughout the year with Lake Michigan Catholic Athletics, and of course, we all think we all think long and hard about what the fall will bring in this COVID-19 environment that we're in. We're going to do the golf outing safely, and we're going to have some fun though. And I'll tell you what a great way to kick off the new school year than on August 21st, that Friday. A shotgun start at 11 a.m. with all of our friends in the Laker family.
Yeah, and it's at the Lake Michigan Golf Hills once again.
It is indeed, and of course, Lake Michigan Golf Hills is the home of Lake Michigan Catholic Golf, a socially distanced sport, so it shouldn't be any issue at all.
Right. Well, you mentioned sponsors. I mean, our coverage of high school sports is not possible without sponsors, and to pull off a golf outing such like this is not possible without sponsors. And those sponsors, whether they directly are aware of it or not, those sponsors, what they're doing with a golf outing like the Dr. John Prose Laker Athletic Golf Classic is you are helping to fund athletics at Lake Michigan Catholic and give these student athletes the opportunity to participate.
That's exactly right. And a well-rounded person is one that is able to participate in both the academic rigor as well as the athletic endeavors that really give you all those well-rounded experiences. And so our sponsors, which include Bread Bar and Bit of Swiss, Tim Foley and his family are sponsoring the luncheon. It may be the most gourmet golf luncheon in all of golf history.
Yeah.
We are very excited that they're our sponsors. The Kinney family sponsors golf balls, so please don't feel like you have to get extra golf balls. it's a scramble format, so you get to play with your buddies and your friends. But our sponsors are really the ones that make this happen, there's no doubt. And that goes from everything from our golf cart sponsors to some of the swag sponsors. In fact, Scott Barry Promotion is our lead promotional sponsor, and they're going to be sponsoring the safety packet, which will include a gator with the LMC Lakers logo on it, so that you can keep, you know, proper masking. And at the same time, we'll have hand sanitizers and so forth, all logoed up just for Lake Michigan Catholic Schools.
Oh, that's very cool. Very nice. And we talk about sponsors, and I have to imagine there are still some sponsor availabilities left. If anybody's interested in sponsoring the golf outing, before we even get into how they contact you, what does a sponsor get? I mean, depending on the level, obviously, what does a sponsor get if they become a sponsor of the Dr. John Pro's Laker Athletic Golf Classic?
Absolutely. So first off, participation as a player gives you the opportunity then to purchase the sponsorship of your golf cart. And so what does that mean? You can actually send in your team logo. Maybe it's from your particular business or organization. So, for example, Michigan Pizza Huts is a major sponsor. And Michigan Pizza Huts, they are sponsoring a team. They've purchased logos that are like fat head decals that can be popped on and off of a particular golf cart. So
nice.
There'll be three or four different logos that can go right on the golf cart themselves. And you become then the Team Pizza Hut, right? The Team Michigan Pizza Hut sponsor. You get to be out on the golf course with all of that. You'll have a tee sign on each of the holes. And then throughout the year, depending upon what level you sponsor, you'll be noted on all of the athletic publications, which of course, for example, in basketball, you'll have the team lineups, maybe some team statistics, and included in there will be some advertising. So you get that advertising as a part of a different level of sponsorship, whichever you choose to do. And then, of course, all of the swag gifts for those who participate is always a lot of fun then too. So promotional literature and logos on the golf carts themselves, and then exclusive mentions and marketing in all of the Lake Michigan Catholic athletics throughout the year are some of the benefits that you have for participating.
Well, and that speaks volumes, because I'm one who truly believes this, because it's how I buy, and that is top of mind advertising, where if you hear a sponsor's or an advertiser's name, if you hear it and hear it and hear it, or if you see it, the next time you're looking to buy a pizza, or if you're looking to buy whatever, that's the first place that comes to mind, because you heard of them quite often or you saw them a lot. So there's an awful lot of benefit that goes into sponsoring something like this, where their logo or their name is everywhere.
That's exactly right. And hopefully they find it. I mean, obviously our sponsors have an interest in supporting Laker athletics, mm-hmm. either because of family or history or graduate, like you and I both being Laker graduates. So we certainly are participating because we have a particular interest, but the value proposition really is that level of placement that you get throughout the year in Laker athletics. And so we certainly encourage as much participation. We'll be prominently displaying if you're at the right level of sponsorship. We look forward to prominently displaying your logo throughout the year in our publications at Lake Michigan Catholic Athletics.
So if somebody does want to reach out and become a sponsor of any level, again, you're sponsoring the student athletes at Lake Michigan Catholic. You're supporting them. How do they contact you guys and make it all happen?
Yeah, the best place is LMC Lakers with an S, lmclakers.org. And that's the main webpage for Lake Michigan Catholic Schools. And that's the very first banner that will pop up, is the Dr. John Pro's Laker Golf Classic. And the best part about that, when you log into lmclakers.org, it's going to be a seamless transition through GiveSmart, which is an online portal that allows you to put all of your contact information. We'll keep you informed if anything changes through direct text messaging and email right up until the moment of tee off. Everything will be contactless, Phil, and I think that's really important today with the COVID situation, is that we decrease the amount of contact or hand-to-hand contact with cash for mulligans and that sort of thing. All of it's going to be online, including auction items and swag gifts and polo golf shirts and other Laker athletic gear will all be available online for all to participate. Even if you can't come to the golf outing, you can participate through GiveSmart. So lmclakers.org, and you'll be helping all of those students, including our elementary students. That's the thing. We don't even charge our elementary students for athletics and competition. They get the opportunity to engage just like our varsity athletes do.
So if you're a sponsor of the Dr. John Pro's Laker Athletic Golf Classic, let me put it into perspective. When I talk to a lot of soon-to-graduate senior student-athletes at various schools, and I ask them, so what are you going to miss most? And obviously you get them to say, I'm going to miss the games. But some of them are going to say, I'm going to miss the team dinners. I'm going to miss the get-togethers after or before practice. I'm going to miss the bus rides. And there are a lot more things that they're going to miss other than just the games. And for all of that to happen, you need athletics. And so for student-athletes at Lake Michigan Catholic, think of all of that they get to be involved with as being a student-athlete at Lake Michigan Catholic. And here it is, you're giving them the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. And that's really the exciting part about putting the golf classic on again this year. The fact is that we're all looking for that opportunity to be safely together in community. In this case, it's the Laker community and the broader Southwest Michigan community that supports athletics. And we're just really excited and encouraged that we found a safe way to do it. We're going to do it all through the online portal, lnclakers.org, and we're going to have the chance to get together safely distanced, but playing a great game and having a lot of fun supporting Laker athletics.
So whether you want to participate or especially sponsor, go to lmclakers.org. And the banner right there at the top for the Dr. John Pro's Laker Athletic Golf Classic, all the information is going to be there.
Absolutely. And I have to say, Phil, you and I both know that the voice of the Lakers has gone silent this week. We lost Jim O'Malley, who was the original founder of the Laker Golf Classic, long before my dad was named for it, or his name was applied to it. So we remember Jim O'Malley, the co-founder with Jim Stoffer of the Laker Athletic Golf Outing. And today, we remember him fondly and thank him for all of his great work now that he's no longer with us.
Yeah, no doubt. There are, you and I and the folks that have graduated from Lake Michigan Catholic, there are certain names you always associate with Lake Michigan Catholic, and Jim O'Malley is one of them.
Absolutely. Rest in peace, Jim O'Malley.
Most definitely. All right, John, anything else we've missed about the Golf Classic?
No, we're just excited for great weather. It's always sunny on that Friday before the start of school for our Laker students. And, boy, I sure hope we get to that point. Everybody be safe and healthy. That's the key. And we certainly hope that we can all gather together on the 21st of August for a great golf outing and for those sponsors to be recognized throughout the year.
Do we get a chance to see if Father McNally plays a mean game of golf or no?
You know what, between Father McNally and Father Adams, I want to see Father Adams in his full cassock. I think it would be great to see him taking a rip at a couple drives down the fairway, don't you think?
Most definitely. And have Sister Mary Ann driving the golf cart.
Oh, God bless her. If Sister Mary Ann could be there driving the golf cart, we would be in for a treat.
Most definitely. All right, John, we appreciate it. Again, lmclakers.org. And look for the banner for the Dr. John Pro's Laker Athletic Classic. It's coming up on Friday, August 21st at Lake Michigan Golf Hills. And hopefully you can help out as a sponsor. John, as always, it's a pleasure.
Appreciate it, Phil. Thank you very much. And go Lakers.
Go Lakers.